We can refuse for only so long to face the fact that we will die. Religion offers the individual the means to transcend mortality, to survive the fragility of a mortal existence. Homo religiosus confronts death in order to triumph over it. But the world's major religions are distinguished by the different ways in which they confront mortality. We cannot make sense of the role of religion in demographic, economic, and political developments, and of the different roles of different religions in different places and times, without understanding the existential experience of the religious individual. It is challenging to recount this experience to a secular analyst. It is somewhat like describing being in love to someone who never has been in love. One doesn't have to be religious to understand religion, but it helps. Without understanding humankind's confrontation of his own mortality in religion, political science is confined to analysis on the basis of the survival instinct, which suddenly seems to be failing whole peoples and rational self-interest at a time when nations and peoples are not behaving in a conspicuously rational manner. At the conclusion of a previous eruption of irrationality, a young German soldier at a remote post in Macedonia jotted down his thoughts on army postcards in the final months of the First World War. A small, bespeckled man with a thin mustache, he had been groomed to be one of the mandarins of the German Academy, a philosopher whose function was to reinforce the country's confidence in its culture. Just before the war began, he had returned to Judaism, after a near conversion to Christianity. As the casualty lists rose in inverse proportion to the hope of victory, the consolations of philosophy seemed hollow. Philosophers, he wrote, were like small children who clapped their hands over their ears and shouted, "I can't hear you," before the fear of death. From death, from the fear of death, comes all of our knowledge of the all, the soldier began. It was not the individual's fear of death that fascinated the young soldier, but the way entire nations respond to the fear of their collective death. He wrote, "Just as every individual must reckon with his eventual death, the peoples of the world foresee their eventual extinction, be it however distant in time. Indeed, the love of the peoples for their own nationhood is sweet and pregnant with the presentiment of death. Love is only surpassing sweet when it is directed towards a mortal object, and the secret of this ultimate sweetness only is defined by the bitterness of death. Thus the peoples of the world foresee a time when their land, with its rivers and mountains, still lies under heaven as it does today, but other people dwell there, when their language is entombed in books, and their laws and customs have lost their living power." The soldier was Franz Rosenzweig, and the postcards would become his great book, The Star of Redemption. Awareness of death defines the human condition, so that human beings cannot bear their own mortality without the hope of immortality. And our sense of immortality is social. The culture of a community is what unites the dead with those yet to be born. The death of a culture is an uncanny event, for it erases not only the future, but also the past, that is, the hopes and fears, the sweat and sacrifice of countless generations whose lives no longer can be remembered, for no living being will sing their songs or tell their stories.